Welcome to 5926 Central. Tonight, before we dive into everything, I know that y'all noticed that the weather has changed. So what we're going to do is let you know what's going on in your weather. Want to welcome everybody and thank everybody for their support for 5926 Central. We talk here about our life at 5926. If you go back into some previous shows, we have some good show content. We are on Spotify. We are on Spreaker. We are on iHeartRadio. We are everywhere you want to be. All right. For tonight, for Tuesday, let's just get on into tomorrow. It's going to be mostly cloudy early in the morning, then becoming partly cloudy. Highs in the mid-80s, southeast winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. For Tuesday night, partly cloudy until late night, then becoming mostly cloudy. Lows around 70, southeast winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. For Wednesday, partly cloudy in the morning, then clearing up by the afternoon. Mid-80s is the temp, east winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. And listen, we don't even have a chance of rain for Wednesday. It's mostly clear. Wednesday night, lows in the upper 60s, east winds 10 miles per hour. You're listening to 5926 Central with none other than the Cooks. How about that? Let's keep this show going and play a little bit of, let's see, you know, we played, oh my God, there's a lot of that we could play. We're coming up on the Christmas season. We always, I don't know what it is about Christmas. We skip every holiday and get straight to Christmas. The Christmas decorations are out already, you know, right next to the ghosts and goblins. All I'm saying. All I'm saying. But we're going to be playing music by Billy Cook for when we transition into our Christmas day. So we want to make sure that you know that. Tune in during the Christmas months because we're going to be doing some giveaways as well. Song I want to play for you right now is by Billy Cook. Oh my God, let's see. He has a lot on the switchboard. My God, let's see. Let's just play Forever Girl, and we'll be right back at you again on 5926 Central.
I met a girl whose love was pure just like the sun. She moved with such grace, and I knew she was the one. Her hair smelled like roses in a garden from afar. So I asked her of her name, and she smiled with a bow. For she knew I had been watching her out of curiosity. With the passion rising, bubbling over, you're my famous queen. I wanna be the feeling that you need inside. In harmony, she led me to the waterfall. She started to dance with the table like an hourglass. She put me in a trance. For she knew I had been watching her out of curiosity. With the passing, rising, bubbling over, you're my fantasy queen. I wanna be the feeling that you need inside. My three or more.
Forever girl, te quiero, te necesito, te amo.
Excited about this show tonight. Definitely want to keep it moving, you know. We never want to skip a beat when it comes to 5926 South Ridge. We are a musical family, so we love to share music. Yeah, listen, not confused by, not you know, tripping or nothing, but we're going to keep it moving. Moving right along. Let's see what we got. Y'all know I've been planning Marcel Casanova. You understand me, but can't help it. I love the sound that he produces. He produced a lot on my CD. So a little later on in the show, we're going to play more of Marcel Casanova. The song I'm going to play for you right now is by Q Stone, and it's called Yesterday, right here on 5926. I'm just excited, y'all. 5926.
Many times we hold on too long. Them things in the past should have been gone. We go through it, but we learned and we let it go. Put it in the trash, throw it out the window. I understand how it feels when you get hurt. You put your heart on the line, but it didn't work. You put your time on the line, but it didn't work. But you keep looking back, so it didn't work. Man, you better ask somebody. You better forget it before you hurt somebody. While you sitting at home, looking sad, feeling sick, thinking about the past while your blessings getting missed, man. So before your time's up, you better press on, cause tomorrow ain't promised. So in the morning when you open your eyes up, count it all joy, cause you able to rise up.
Every time I wake up in the morning, I just wanna clap my hands.
I wanna clap my hands.
I wanna clap my hands.
I wanna clap my hands.
And when I hear them birds outside humming,
oh yeah,
I just wanna clap my hands.
I wanna clap my hands.
I wanna clap my hands.
That's right.
Cause I'm ready.
Cause I'm ready.
For another day.
For another day.
To see what's ahead of me. What's in store for me.
In store for me.
I'm too strong to cry.
Be strong.
I can't let life pass me by. Didn't hear a word about yesterday. Can't worry about yesterday. Don't worry about it.
Welcome back. That was That Southern Love by Marcel Casanova. And listen, let me tell you, I enjoy his music. That's my brother. Love him. Big shout out to you and everything that you do. What's going on, big sis? What's going on with you?
A whole lot of nothing right now. I just finished some a business call, so it kind of caught me off guard and ran into my time. But I'm here, and I hate I missed last week.
Oh, we kept it going.
Yeah.
We kept it going. Yes. All right. Have you voted?
Oh, yeah. Early voting is where it is.
Went ahead and took care of that, huh?
Yeah, because I can't even imagine trying to hit that up on the actual voting days.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, vote early, get it out the way, beat the crowd.
Yeah, and you know, it was, I in Houston, you know, some of them voting places, everybody had the same idea, let's get out to the polls. And we had some crowds in different areas, but luckily, on the first day, we found a, a little church that was, that we could vote, do early voting. And we didn't have much of a crowd. It was in and out. But it was so many people telling us about how they had chairs and were sitting, probably had coolers and something to drink, sitting down waiting.
Well,
Houston
is slightly larger than where I am, so... So I can see that.
But it was an awesome thing to know that so many people got out and voted, you know.
Yeah.
Knowing that what we're dealing with, it's for young people. I mean, everybody with their stickers and everything all on Facebook, everywhere, letting people know, hey, I voted. I think that's awesome.
Yeah.
So, fill us in. Last week, what was your last week like? Well, we didn't have it last week, so tell us about last week and all the way up to this. What's been going on? I mean, you say you was, on some business calls and all this kind of stuff. Now, you're doing some things. You're getting some things started. Talk to us a little bit about that.
Well, that business call was actually for my actual job. I'm looking at doing something, which I missed last week because I was actually working on this project. It's still in the working. I haven't solidified anything yet because COVID isn't letting anybody do any of that. Don't make plans. You know, you can think about doing things, but don't make actual plans. So right now it's still in the works, and if everything is still good by the first of the year, then I'll elaborate on it more. But there are a lot of things that are going to be going on the first of the year 2021. So we're really looking forward to it. And
yeah, I know I am.
Y'all know as soon as I have everything solidified, you know, I will let everybody know.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's always awesome to even just see everybody growing. You know, this show is 5926, like I was telling y'all earlier. And we talk, a lot about a lot of things that we do in our own family, a lot of businesses. A lot of us in the family have businesses. I was watching one of my niece's videos. She sells beautiful, wonderfully scented candles. And I was looking at her display on Facebook, and I was like, oh, my God. You just get excited because everybody's growing, everybody's doing what they actually want to do. There's a difference when you have picked up something that you need to do, you have to do, versus just taking something that you really just enjoy doing and actually I want to say getting paid from it, but it's the satisfaction that comes with it as well. You know, you're not just, you know, when you go and even if it's a job, that's why I say, you know, if you own a job that you love or that you've been wanting, you should still get a certain satisfaction from achieving that goal, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So I'm excited for it. I'm hoping we can get.
Yeah, and she actually had, there was, I can't remember what she told me the name of it, but it was kind of like an arts and crafts type setup that they had where she lives. And everybody, you know, in the surrounding towns or whatever came in and they had booths and they showed all of their things that they had to offer. And she was there, and it was set up. It was nice, and her candles are awesome. You know, when I say we, I mean my daughters and myself. I don't know about everybody else, but a lot of people like the spices and the like the pumpkin smells and the cookies and the cupcake smells and stuff like that. We don't do those, but she had those. Plus, she had the others that we do like, the earth tones and the smell good, the flowers and the fragrances that she had. It was just, they were awesome. I was really proud of her.
Yes, it looks, when I tell you, I was so impressed by it. I mean, you know, I think it's important when we display things that we are doing, that we really put the time and effort into the presentation. You know, sometimes, because I've seen people throw stuff together, do you see a sense? And then wonder why it's not working. And you just have to take your time, put your energy into it, and really, really, I know with starting a business, you have to do the research, you have to find out about it. You know, one good resource, and it's going to sound crazy, but one good resource for those of you starting a business or you need ideas or how to is YouTube. Jesus, YouTube. Go there. It will change your life.
Yeah.
It will change your life.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, and I have a couple of nieces.
Uh-huh.
I was supposed to get with them when I came to Houston this past time, but we just had so much stuff that we're doing in so little time. But the next time I come, if y'all listening, and hopefully you are, the next time I come, hopefully I'll have more time and we can get some things done. Because I know one was supposed to be doing my makeup for me. And the other one was supposed to be doing my hair for me. But I just didn't have time to move around like I wanted to. So when I come back, and it'll probably be after the first of next year. It could be before then, but I'm almost positive it'll be after the first of next year. Then I'll look y'all up, and then hopefully we'll be posting some pics about your work on Facebook and other things after I get my work done.
Yeah, it's so exciting. Like I say, you know, to see family developing and moving forward. So excited for our sister Crystal and what she's doing. So excited for brother Napoleon and Billy and Just. Well, your son and my nephew, Justin, when I say his photography, I have been impressed by his photography forever, though. I'm probably one of, you know, his biggest fans. You know, if I can get him some of his work in my magazine. He actually started when I did my second and my third magazine that was called J Made Magazine. His photography, one of his photos is on my front page, and I did a editorial piece on him on the inside of the magazine, and got to feature a couple of his, you know, photos. So I'm hoping in the near future that I get the opportunity again to share a couple of his pieces in my upcoming magazine. So I'm excited for him.
And for those other ones who are listening, who are thinking about going into business and doing, just keep the theme rolling. You know, just every day make at least one step forward. Just keep going.
Mm-hmm.
You know, don't lose the steam. You know, don't get started in, you know, and even if it's something that you love to do, you know, sometimes it's going to come a point where you're like, you know what, I think I'll just, you know, take off today. I mean, you got to work as hard for yourself as you worked when you were getting a check from somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not harder.
Mm-hmm.
So
that's right.
But it's going to work out. We're definitely looking forward to it. And hopefully we can motivate each other to keep it moving.
That's right.
You know,
that's right. And you have to, just like Sam was saying, you have to, and we said it in, like, I think it was like our first or second show, we was talking about self-motivation. Sometimes the voices that you, or the people that you need to talk to are unreachable at the time. It's not that they don't support you. It's just this, that's the time that your motivate myself needs to kick in. You get what I'm saying? To compensate.
Yeah.
Because sometimes people are not available to give you that pat on the back or that push that you want. Okay? So you have to be that person for yourself. You have to remember, you didn't come this far. You didn't get this far in what you're doing to give up. You get what I'm saying? To just lay it all down.
Right.
Sometimes, and I'm not going to lie to you, I do a lot of stuff, okay? But sometimes I want to just stay asleep. Just, you know, I don't have a crowd around me. I don't have a bunch of folk just, oh, you're so awesome and all of this. I don't have all of that. I just get up every day. And I say, okay, Janice, Pastor J, or whatever I want to call myself that day. And I said, you got to get it done. If you don't do it, who's going to do it? Nobody. So you got to get it done. And I always tell myself, when I get ready to leave up out of this place, I want them to say she wore this life out, right? So I'm going to do everything that I know how to do. Then you're going to laugh, but James, so I do woodwork now. It's crazy that I found out I could do it, right? So now I have a jigsaw. I have a circular saw, you know, and I'm painting wood and engraving in wood and carving wood and cutting out. It's crazy. It's crazy the things that I find out that I know how to do. I'm the wrong one to find out I know how that I can do something, right? So James bought me a jigsaw, right? So I was on the phone with Chris, who's a Solomon. I say, Chris, I bought me a jigsaw. He said, well, you wasted money because I got a jigsaw here that I'm not even using. I didn't even need it, you know.
Right.
I was like, oh, man. But I can deal with a second one. He was like, for what? But anyway, even though you don't have the crowd around you, you know, like I would and we could talk about what we would rep. We would rather have people calling us every day, girl, what you doing? Is everything okay? Keep going, keep pushing, keep striving. But in actuality, everybody's doing something. And I love to tell my other sister that everybody's doing something. Everybody can't just drop everything every 5 minutes and call you and tell you that you are powerful and awesome and you can achieve everything in life. Everybody can't do that. And you can't penalize people for that. You just have to get some self-motivation. You got to be self-motivated. Because if you're not motivated about your own stuff, how can you expect somebody else to be motivated about it as well, you know? So anyway,
right.
Throw that nugget out there for you. Oh, that hurts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you're in the woodwork now, huh?
Yeah, I'm in the woodwork. Into woodwork. You know those signs, the welcome signs that they do that sit up in front of your house?
Yeah.
I'm about to do those, and I'm about to. I've done some just some little painted painted work on wood, and I engraved face into wood, and
uh-huh.
Got some other stuff playing. And then I do.
Okay.
I've started doing candle holders. You know, glass candle holders. So it's crazy the things that you.
Okay.
There's one thing that Daddy always told us. I know he told it to me. Never say what you can't do. You know. Never
well,
say
yeah.
what you can't do.
Yeah.
You know. So I just don't. I just try it. Then I can tell you if I can.
Yeah.
Oh, I can't do that.
Yeah.
Oh Jesus. But
yeah.
Anyway, got to encourage yourself. That's what's important.
Yeah.
So, why don't we take a break?
Yeah.
We'll take a moment. Come right back, because I want you to stay motivated. I want you to stay encouraged. So, you know, I guess I got a little Q Stone show going tonight. Let's see. Let's play Stronger by Q Stone right here on 59.
I feel like an escaped slave, I'm on a rampage. Gotta tell them about Christ before it's too late. They told me I should try to reach the streets. I say the streets ain't big enough, that would only mean defeat. I'm trying to reach the world, change for my little girl. I get a little dizzy, life will make your head swirl. But I'm good with the bad, I'm better with the good. I come back stronger thanks to Jesus and the wood. And I'm still hood screaming out Southside. But it's different now, yeah, cause it's not pride. Yeah, I'm alright, yeah, I'm all good. You don't know me, dog, I wish you would. Try to throw stones, you don't even know my story. You don't know the pain, you don't even know the glory. And I feel like I'm by myself sometimes. They hate cause I'm bright now, sunshine. Yeah, I'm just fine, cause I ain't dead yet. So go and get your money back, doubles reject. Make a bet, you gon' see me in the end. Romans 8, 28, stronger, I win. Like the man, so you better stand clear. I'm stronger, wiser, fresh out the gate. Jeremiah 29:11, yeah, I'm straight. Cause dog, he had plans for me. And even in the streets, he had his hands on me. So I can't lose. Might be bloody, but dog, I'm unbruised. Top gun of the South, but he not Tom Cruise. Mama ain't raised no fool. Yeah, my life got hard when I ain't played by the rules. But now I'm on a good path. So I sit and laugh and think about how I made it through the aftermath. Lost both parents, baby mama drama. Street still knocking, gone at a comma. Real talk, I'ma give it to your homeboy till you know Jesus. Sin is a decoy.
keep on stepping.
Welcome back, welcome back. What doesn't kill me makes me stronger. Listen, I just wanted to play that because I know, like we were just talking about, sometimes you can feel down. Sometimes you can feel like you're doing it for nothing, you know. But I want you to understand that there is a, it's going to all turn out all right. You just got to persevere. You got to push through everything that you're doing. What's going on with them? Listen, I wanted to bring up this. I don't know if you keep up with Cardi B. I don't know. But Cardi B broke
no,
up.
No, I don't,
with,
actually.
Well, I'm going to just tell you what happened. So Cardi B
okay.
broke up with her husband. I thought that sounded crazy. But Cardi B was, I'm going to get a divorce, right? Because her husband was doing whatever. But anyway, so now they're back together. So people think that they can say something, well, that she shouldn't have gone back with her husband. This is how I feel about it. Okay. Not her boyfriend. That's her husband. So it's really not for people to weigh in, but I think that when you post stuff like that, you open it up for people to say things into your business. What you think?
Okay, well, that makes sense, because initially my thing is, I mean, whether it's her husband or her boyfriend, if she want to get back together with him, you know, that's her.
Yeah.
Initially,
exactly.
You know, that's the way I look at it. But, yeah, when you put your business out somewhere, then you're putting it out there for people to weigh in on it. So
that's true. That's true.
But overall, she grown. She can do what she want to do.
Yes. And Cardi B has the personality that she's going to do what she want to do anyway. She just let you, you know, just let you ride along with us.
Yeah.
I look at, now it's another thing that I saw on Twitter that I thought was really, really cold-blooded. Chrissy Teigen, John Legend's wife, lost her baby.
Right.
And so she was grieving. Now I'm not gonna. Now
wait a minute. She was expecting and lost the baby.
She cared. She was like pregnant.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and she lost her baby. So on her Twitter, going to the hospital with a baby, coming home without a baby. She said, I just can't deal. That's all she put on Twitter, right? And this lady went in on her saying, you ain't the only one that lost a baby, right?
Oh, my God. It sounds like the one who went in had issues with something.
Yeah, yes. Or she didn't get sympathy, or she didn't get attention, or something like that. But still, I'm like, if that's a way that she decided to share how she was feeling at that moment, because that's what people do on Twitter. They'll tweet, you know, something out and move on. But it's that feeling.
That's
whatever.
What they do on social media. Period.
Period. Yeah. And so I feel like, you know, if she wanted to put that out there, then she wanted to put that out there. But like I say, everybody has an opinion on something. And when you put stuff out there, they're going to say what they're going to say. And you just have some cold-blooded people in the world.
You really do?
Yeah.
You really, really do. So. But it was sad, though. It was that was a sad thing to read about, you know.
Yeah.
Now, let's see. We got 12 minutes left in the broadcast. I think we did pretty good today. Anything, any topic you want to throw out there? We got about, like I say, 12 minutes.
12 minutes? Not particularly. It's just been a week. Well, actually 2 weeks. It's been 2 weeks since I've been on. It's just been a couple of weeks that we've had a lot of things going on. And time don't wait for anyone. That's for sure.
No, it don't.
But I will say that I enjoyed my daughters and grandchildren yesterday. We had a nice time yesterday.
Okay. So what are you doing for Thanksgiving?
Giving thanks that we don't have COVID, hopefully.
You know, because a lot of people are saying they're doing drive-by Thanksgiving. They're going to do a Zoom Thanksgiving. And I was at somebody's house that did a Zoom, It was a Zoom birthday party. And it was hilarious because everybody in the house decided to go on Zoom. And I was like, no, that's not how this works. It's not how any of this works. You set up one phone for that household, and everybody says something. Everybody in the phone, it was like speakers running into each other, microphones. But I was like, this is hysteria. But so are you going to do the family gathering thing, or what are you going to do?
I don't think we're going to do a family gathering. It may depend on the weather.
Mm-hmm.
If it's too cold, because two of my daughter's in-laws have a fire pit, and there's a place outside where we can all, you know. But as far as it's going to be too deep into the winter month, I think, too deep into flu season and everything else that's going on, so I don't think that's a chance we're going to take. That's why I went to Houston to see my mom and my son before, people started getting colds and sniffles and all that stuff. So we pretty much done all of the meet and greet until next year, until after this season passes over, you know.
Yeah.
So
if
we do anything before then, I promise you we'll have masks on and thermometers in hand.
I know that's
we're
right.
I got me
one of those.
On everybody.
I know that's right. I got me one.
Yeah.
James came home, baby. I got you something. I got excited. I was like, ooh, I got a gift. Ooh, this should go down, you know. I said, what is it, honey? Look in that bag over there. Oh, I really got excited. Like, look in his bag. Looked in there, it was an old thermometer. That's what it was. I said, oh, okay. Yeah, he said, you don't like it? I said, like what? The thermometer. I said, oh, yes, it is nice. He told me, I need you to use it at your office and at your church. I say, okay, babe.
Yeah.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. I love you. You're so sweet. You're so sweet. Yeah. Thermometer. Yes. Got it together, too. Yes, and then first person temperature gun was him. I was like, boop. I said, okay, you say, come on in. I'm excited, y'all, because we've been
going to all of his appointments, getting him ready for his kidney. They said no sooner than his, I think his last appointment on this journey is coming up. They said no sooner than after that appointment, his buzzer may go off. So he's at the top of the list. So I am very, very excited. So we've
been good.
We've been back and forth at the doctor's office. You know, they do, blood tests. They had him running on his thing. You know, they just did all kinds of crazy stuff to him. You know, then finally he went and took that COVID test. They stuck that Q-tip so far up his nose, he thought they was gonna pierce his brain, and his brain was gonna pop. I said, "Wow, okay." Then his phone changed, and it said that he was negative, and I was like, "Praise the Jesus above, that's wonderful." That's wonderful. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So I think we had a good show today. We will have more to talk about next Monday. I'm going to strategically plan my topic for next Monday. I'm supposed to be moving into a new warehouse in my mind. The reason I say I'm going to strategically plan is because I may be in the middle of a move from one place to another. So I have to go ahead and have my topics already down and ready.
Oh, okay.
So, and hopefully all of my callers that's on the line will chime in on our topics next week. Yes.
Okay.
And we can have a good time. Yes. So, I love everybody. Zim, you want to go ahead and sign off for us tonight?
Oh, honey, everybody have a good night. I'm glad you all showed up. And can't wait to get back with y'all next Monday.
Me either. I love you all. Y'all know I talk all through the show, so I don't have nothing extra to say. God bless you and good night.